That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, did your week get off to a good start yesterday? Or instead, did things seem to be at cross purposes? Well, a simple little thing like a headache can cause that. Yes, a headache can make you feel miserable, and when you have one, everything you try to do seems to turn out wrong. Now, but remember, you don't have to suffer it through. No, siree. Not when you have Alka-Seltzer handy. I wonder how many of you realize this. Well, I'm sure most of you keep Alka-Seltzer on hand for relief from acid indigestion. And it can pay you to remember, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief, take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Yes, drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink the sparkling, effervescent solution this makes. Because Alka-Seltzer is dissolved, it's all ready to go to work on your headache discomfort, ready to bring you the relief you want. Now, I'm sure you agree, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. And friends, you'll echo those words when you try it for relief from headache pain, too. And do try it, won't you? Yes, remember those words. When headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and keep a supply on hand all of the time. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's efforts to dispose of his $1,500 check from the fire insurance company by buying some swamp land from Grandpappy Spears only resulted in Squire Skimp outbidding Abner for the property, thinking there must be oil on it. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store explaining the transaction to Ben Withers. Listen.
I'll tell you, Ben, it was one of the funniest things I ever seen. Old Squire Skimp getting himself caught up in one of the worst skinnings you ever heard of.
Yes.
I wish you'd have stuck around and heard it.
Oh, highly.
Here was Grandpappy Spears wishing he could get shut of some old swamp land he owned, and Abner was trying to buy it off of him for that $1,500 he got from the fire insurance company. And Squire overhears it. So right away, he thinks that land must be worth something.
Well, why was Abner offering that much for the land if it's worth it?
Well, that's a kind of a long story, and I ain't liberty to tell you.
How's that?
I say it's a kind of a...
I see.
You do?
Fine.
Well, anyway, Squire overhears this, and he hears Abner make some joke about drilling for oil on the property. So Squire gets the idea that there's actual oil on the land. And the first thing you know, he's outbidding Abner. And... Final buys it from Grandpap for $2,000.
Oh, my goodness, Betsy.
Oh, it done my heart good. Them's just the kind of deals old Squire's been pulling on everybody else for years. Now he practical pulls this deal on himself. Oh, it was funny.
Sounds highly humorous. Trickster gets tricked.
Yeah, that's just about what it was. Of course, Abner was pretty mad at me for encouraging Grandpap to sell to Squire, but I just couldn't help it.
Well, what I still don't see is why Abner ever wanted to buy the land in the first place if it's as worthless as you say.
Well, Ben, that's just something I can't explain to you right now. Maybe later on I can tell you.
Did Abner think there was oil on that land?
No, of course not. He knowed there weren't no oil on it. He just happened to say that, and old Squire thought there was something to it.
I don't think I quite understand all I know about this.
Well, it ain't easy to explain. But anyway, yesterday afternoon, old Squire never wasted no time. He got an oil feller out here and had him bring a lot of instruments and made a batch of tests on that property. And by now, he's found out he bought just what Grandpap told him it was, a swamp.
Well, maybe this will be a good lesson for Squire.
I doubt it, but leastways he'll be getting a dose of his own medicine for once.
Hey, Lum, you know what Squire Skimp... Oh, howdy, Ben.
Fine, how are you, Abner?
Oh, all right, I reckon. Hey, Lum, you know what Squire Skimp did now?
I don't know, slit his throat?
No, I don't think he's did that. The last I heard was he's formed a big oil company.
Oil company?
And he's around selling shares in it.
Oh, for pity's sakes. Well, sir, you just can't keep that feller down, looks like.
No?
Gets skinned one day and tries to turn it into a profit the next.
Yeah, well, I understand he's selling a few shares, too.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all.
Doggies, I'm glad now I never bought that land.
Well, you wouldn't have had to form an oil company and sell shares like he's doing.
Oh, no, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. All you'd have to do is just sit back and have a worthless swamp on your hands.
Yeah.
And that'd go a long way toward your being broke by September 1st and collecting your inherit from the Donnelly will.
What's that about a will?
Oh, I forgot you was here, Ben. Why, it's nothing at all. Just sort of a joke I was making, I think.
Joke, Ben.
Oh. I love a good joke as well as the next fella. Laughter is good for the liver.
Yeah.
Well, I granny, you got to hand it to old Squire. He don't let nothing get the best of him for long.
No, no, that fella. Ain't that him coming up out there now?
Aye, granny, it is. Now we'll get all the lowdown on his big oil company. This ought to be rich.
Fine.
This will be a good chance to watch the old skinflint work and know just exactly what he's up to.
Yeah, this is one time we know what he's going to do.
Oh, he'll make it sound like he's actually struck oil down there in that swamp.
Sure.
Make you think he's getting 3 or 4 barrels a day.
Hey, mind out. Here he comes.
Yeah. I believe I'll sort of play around with him.
Well, gentlemen.
Howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yes, how are all my good friends on this beautiful sunshiny day?
I understand there's a storm heading this way from Mount Ida.
There is.
Oh, is there?
Well, I always say make hay while the sun shines. And speaking of making hay, gentlemen, I'm in a position to let you men in on something that's liable to bring you... Well, I just hate to venture right now to say how much it will bring you. The possibilities are unlimited.
Well, sounds interesting, Squire. I'd like to hear more about it.
I'd rather you'd sort of keep this under your hats now.
Oh, sure.
I want you men to be the first to get in on it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I feel pretty obligated to Abner here because he was the one that put me on the right track. If it hadn't been for him, I never would have found out about their rich oil deposits in that swampland.
Oh, is the oil there?
Barrels of it. Barrels and barrels and barrels.
Well.
Abner, I feel a little bad about buying that land right out from under you, and that's why I want to give you the first chance to get in on the ground floor.
Oh, you oughtn't to feel that way, Squire.
Well, I do, Abner. It's just my nature.
Yeah. Just what kind of a deal is this you're letting Abner in on the ground floor of?
Well, based on some extensive oil test that I had made of that swamp, land, I have formed an oil company and plan to start drilling just as soon as we get fully organized.
I see.
Yes.
Already, a few rumors have leaked out concerning this property, and I've been approached by several of the biggest oil companies in the country wanting to make a deal with me. But I believe in the long run, we can make a lot more money out of it if we hang on to it ourselves.
If we hang on to it?
We stockholders, Tom. How many shares you want, Abner? I'm going to give you the first crack at this now.
Well, what do you suggest, Lom?
Well, of course, I don't know a whole lot about the oil business. Leastways, not like Squire does, but I've got to admit it sounds like an awful good deal to me.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes.
About how much would you say Abner ought to put into this deal, Squire?
Well, that's pretty much up to Abner, Lom. Of course, now, the more he puts in, the more he stands to make later on, you know.
Yeah, well, what would you say would be a good round figure?
Oh, I don't know. Well, say somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,500 would make a good investment.
Well, now, that's peculiar. That's just the amount of that fire insurance check he got.
Yes, I know. It is. Well, what do you know about that? This is a coincidence, isn't it?
Riley.
Well, Abner, this looks like your big chance. You better get in on it. Where's that check?
Well, I don't believe I'll go in on it after all.
Why, you crazy idiot. You'll never have another chance like this.
No, once I put the stock on the open market, the shares will go like hotcakes.
Endorse the check and give it to him.
No, I ain't going to do it, no.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting. Squire, will you excuse me and Abner for a minute? I want to have a little talk with him.
Well, yes, indeed. Go right ahead, Lon.
No, come on, Abner. We go back in the feed room.
Well, Ben, old boy, I suppose you've got a few dollars you've been saving up waiting for just the right thing to come along.
Why? You know, this puts me in mind of the time that Clarence Flakerfoos was invited to dabble in the oil game. Well, he bought it from...
Get in here, Abner, and tell me just what's wrong with you. That deal of Squire's is just what you're looking for.
I know it sounds like it, Lon, but...
But what? You want to get shut of that $1,500, don't you?
I've got to if I ever expect to inherit that money.
That's right. You've got to be broke by September the 1st.
Sure.
All right, then. Investing it with Squire is just the same as throwing it away. You lose every cent of it as fast as you won't know what happened.
Yeah, I know, but...
It's the worst one flying by night deal I ever heard of.
Yeah, but, Lon, you know how my luck's been running lately.
What do you mean?
Well, every time I try to get shut of something, it always turns out I get something worth 6 times as much in return.
Well, that... has happened a couple of times, yeah, but...
So I know good and well what'll happen here. Quick as I put my money in that company, he'll strike oil just short of the world.
Oh, that's impossible, that old swamp land.
Well, they could be oil there now, couldn't they?
Oh, maybe. I doubt it, though.
Well, it would be if I got into it.
Granny, I wonder if there could be. Or no, that's ridiculous.
Well, it would be with my luck.
Well, maybe you can just put half your money in there.
No, even half, liable to make a millionaire's out of me once that oil starts rolling in there.
Yeah, it wouldn't take a whole lot, I don't reckon.
No, I just don't dare go into it, Lon.
Well, I don't know as I blame you a whole lot, Abner. Tell you what, you wait here and I'll tell Squire you ain't interested.
Yeah, you tell him, Lon. You can study up some good reading.
Yeah, I'll take care of it for you.
Lon Chalotley replaced his toupee, opened up another pint of oil.
Ben, I think I'd better be going.
Hurled it at his partner, and to this day, Clarence Zinkafoos has never put another drop of oil in his automobile.
Wait a minute, Squire, don't go.
What did you decide, Lon?
Why, I don't believe Abner's going in on that deal after all, Squire.
He isn't.
No, but, Squire.
Yes?
I've got a couple of $100 saved up. Reckon you could cut me in for a few shares?
Well, who's talked who into what here? If Abner wants to lose all his money, he'd better just turn it all over to Lum and let him handle it.